If you turn on the evening news in Afghanistan, this is the face that will greet you. Sonia Niazi has presented on TV many times before, but she says never like this.
A presenter must feel totally calm and relaxed during the news to convey the truth to the people. But today, for the first time, I experienced a moment where I had to present my program wearing a mask and I wasn't feeling good at all.
Last week, Taliban officials ordered all women to cover their full bodies when outside the home. Then, days later, they said that applies to women on TV as well.
This decree is unpredictable for all female presenters because Islam has not commanded us to cover our faces. Every Islamic scholar and political figure has opposed this decree.
Forcing women to cover their faces is a return to a signature policy of the Taliban's past hardline rule. The Taliban said female presenters could wear a medical mask instead. Regardless, Sonia says she feels trapped.
If such decrees are issued and imposed on women, then women across Afghanistan will be eliminated, as we see now that women are being gradually eliminated.
If women don't comply, they or their male guardians could get fired from their jobs or imprisoned. Taliban leaders had promised to respect women's and girls' rights when they retook control of Afghanistan last August. But rights groups have voiced concerns about the growing crackdown, including limiting girls' education. And now, the female face is the latest target, wiped from Afghan TV screens. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.